I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education, and I survived it. I'm sitting here in the trenches, and I have, I think, officially survived the war on Christmas. Because this year, it was a new war on Christmas. It was a war to change the very face of Christmas and Christianity and reality itself. It's the dawning of a new religious faith. I call it Trumpistianity. It could also be called the First Church of Trump. And we've seen it mostly in the evangelical community, where they see our president as a divine figure chosen by God, despite the fact that he is the most corrupt, the most misogynistic, the most homophobic, the most racist, the least knowledgeable about virtually any subject in the universe, and the most mentally ill, mentally compromised human being ever to sit in the office of the presidency. But that's who God sends us. Why does God hate us? And there they are, the evangelicals, who are notoriously phobic about sex. They insist it should only be between one man and one woman who are married, missionary position preferred, and the woman shouldn't enjoy it too much. Because the real purpose is just for the woman to be constantly pregnant with more and more and more babies. So they have chosen as their divine, whatever the hell they think he is. They've chosen a man who has been accused of rape, a man who's been accused of continuing sexual assault, a man whose bigotry knows no bounds, a man who has affairs with penthouse models and porn stars. He is the antithesis of everything that Christianity used to believe in. But for evangelicals, well, you know, sometimes you got to take the good with the bad. Sometimes God sends you imperfect people to lead you. No, thank you. I don't want to be led by anyone this unbelievably imperfect. And he is imperfect in just about every way a human being can be imperfect. But in the twisted variations of modern Christianity, nothing that you do in your life matters. As long as you are a Christian, God forgives you. That has led to a form of Christianity where no one who is Christian is ever held accountable for their actions. All you have to do is say, hey, I'm a Christian. And then evangelicals will say, okay, well, then you're forgiven, which is not how the Bible explains the process. And then they seem to assume that because God forgives someone, that the rest of us have to. Well, even if God came into my room, sat down and said, Jeff, Donald Trump is forgiven, so you need to lay off, I'd say, you really need to rethink what you're doing. You've picked a man who's destroying our country. You picked a man who's filled with hate, who is psychotic. And then this booming, powerful figure would say to me, I didn't say that I was the Lord. I'm the Dark Lord, and he's my guy. And then I would say, oh, well, that kind of explains everything. But since I don't believe in any of those sorts of things, evangelical Christianity, which has become more of a hate group than a religion, has changed over the years, become more vicious, more vile, more hate-filled, and for some of them, the spirit of the love of Christ has just winked out. It's gone in them. They are only shells of hatred and fear. And despite Trump doing everything sexual that they've always claimed to despise, including having multiple wives, and wouldn't surprise me if there were abortion or two in his history. But none of that matters. Nothing really matters. For example, there is right-wing pastor Jonathan Shuttlesworth, and he was talking during this month about drag queen story hours, which he thinks are the worst thing ever to happen to humanity, where drag queens peacefully read books to kids. And that, to him, is the worst thing. And he says, I don't care if find out that Trump fights dogs every weekend in the White House. I don't care if you find out that Donald Trump runs a dog-fighting ring on Princess Diana's grave in England. That does not outweigh this. President Trump has been found running a dog-fighting ring on Princess Diana's grave, on Mother Teresa's grave, while having affairs with women. It doesn't outweigh this. I'm sure drag queens to them are worse than if he was having sex with the dogs he was forcing to fight. There are literally millions of Americans who will tell you, I don't care what Trump does. He has my 100% support. There is nothing that I can do that will change my mind. And that does go back to the certainty of Christianity. A lot of Christians are absolutely certain that everything they believe is the absolute truth, and they're not going to change their minds about anything. And there was a whole new level of Christian cheer for the Reverend Richard Coles. He was in a relationship with a man, a partner he'd been with for a while. And when his partner died, he got, some outpouring of love, but he also got a tremendous outpouring of hate. The Christians emailed and texted him to let him know that his beloved partner was in hell and that he would follow. There was a letter that said, "Dear Mr. Coles, I can't begin to tell you how happy I am to hear of the death of your partner." And then they followed up with a tweet that said, "I have been praying for your pain for a long time now." These people call themselves Christians. They are not. They are bullies. They are blasphemers of Christ. And if there is a hell, each and every one of them is going there. And then there's super Christian, former Republican governor of Kentucky, Matt Bevin, as he left office. He gave a little Christmas gift to some people. Rapists and murderers. Hundreds of them. Why? Well, that's probably going to be investigated. But it looks like it was a pay-to-play scheme. Donate to me and I'll get your raping, murderous relative off the hook. He even pardoned someone who had raped a 9-year-old girl, but Matt Bevin says, I don't believe them. This little 9-year-old rape victim is a liar because her hymen was intact, and therefore she must not have been raped. Now, Matt Bevin was a truly horrible governor in a truly horrible state. So, Bevin, I guess very pissed off at Kentucky for not re-electing him, has decided as a Christmas gift to unleash rapists and murderers on the citizens of Kentucky. How more Christian can you get? And also during this month of joy, Washington State lawmaker Matt Shea was determined to be a Christian terrorist, essentially identical to the Taliban, and that he wanted to murder all non-believers. He is still in office as a state lawmaker, and I am assuming he still wants to murder anyone who doesn't believe exactly the same way he does. Matt Shea loves his fellow citizens so much that he's willing to kill the non-believers to keep them from going to hell. Hell, they'll go to hell anyway. For evangelicals, or the shattered, torn-apart effigy of corruption that now stands in its place, in their worldview, evil is good and good is evil. According to Mike Evans on the Trump Evangelical Advisory Council, he wrote, simply put, Donald Trump's view is one of moral clarity, of good versus evil. Well, maybe that's so, but he is on the evil side. Don't you get that? Putting children in cages where some of them die is evil. Hating people because they seek refuge here is evil. Constantly calling people infantile names is evil. Talking about how much he enjoys getting revenge and hurting others is evil. I am hard-pressed to find a category of evil that this president hasn't engaged in one way or another. Okay, maybe he hasn't gone down the street and shot somebody like he claims he can do, but people have died. Quite a few have died because of him. Whether it's the now missing children who were kept in cages, or the ones that we know have died because of neglect, or the people who have died in war because of his ignorant and unjustifiable policies controlling our military. I kind of assumed that seeing Trump as some kind of savior was limited to Christians. Didn't think that would happen with people of the Jewish faith, who by and large hate him. But I guess all it takes is being given the Medal of Freedom, and suddenly, even if you're Jewish, he is God-man. That's the case with Miriam Adelson. She is the Israeli-American wife of GOP megadonor Sheldon Adelson, who is unbelievably rich, and he did not get there the honest way. Medal of Freedom is now given to people for donating a lot of money rather than their accomplishments, with the exception of maybe Ed Meese, who was given to that former attorney general as a consolation prize for no longer holding the title of the most corrupt attorney general in American history. The current one has that. So Miriam Adelson wrote, "Would it be too much to pray for a day when the Bible gets a book of Trump, much like it has a book of Esther celebrating the deliverance of the Jews from ancient Persia?" Most Jewish people know that they only get support from Trump because the Christian evangelicals like it. They're looking forward to the day when Israel is destroyed and Jews either converted or killed. So ho ho ho, and I hope you had a Merry Christmas.